Yeah, I think this is important because this is a big day. It's a big day for a lot of families. You're proud of your son or daughter, whether they are the first ones to graduate from college or maybe they're the first ones who are going to graduate from high school and head on to college. Maybe they've been through some academic struggles, but they made it all the way through those 4 years and they're going to graduate and they've got big plans for their future. Or they're an honor student and they're in the top 10, or maybe they're the valedictorian or whatever. You're proud of your son or daughter. This is a big day. It's a big passage of time, and you're taking that next step. We all get all of that. But for everybody to enjoy these at big arenas and big gymnasiums, I think it's important that we are respectful of one another. And so I have some guidelines based on experiences that I've gone through and attending these graduation ceremonies over the years. My youngest son will graduate from high school next week. This will be the sixth time that a member of the Dunham family has gone through a graduation ceremony at the Super Pit. That's been our go-to place. That's where I graduated high school. Arl Turner did their festivities there, and so did North Texas, of course, when I graduated from there. And my kids have all their high schools, either Coppell or Argyle, they've had their ceremonies there at the Super Pit. And I had a son that also graduated from North Texas. So it's a very familiar place. I've seen graduations there. I've been to some other gyms around the Metroplex. My nieces went to school around here, so I went to theirs. Went to my son's graduation at Arkansas. So I've taken in a lot of these ceremonies, and friends and family have gone to theirs too. And I think that is rule number one, is be respectful of those around you, especially with the noise that you're making. If you go into the ceremony and they say no air horns, no cowbells, that means no air horns or cowbells. Doesn't mean you're special and you should get the air horn. Have you ever had that person behind you with the air horn?
Not an air horn.
Oh.
I've had loud people around me, but not an air horn.
Yeah. I've had air horn guy or air horn mom behind me, and it's jolting, it's rude, and it's ridiculous. It's usually about five or six people, it seems like, who have them. And it hasn't been a part of every ceremony. But most schools, I'm not saying all, most say, don't bring them. You don't need noisemakers. You don't need milk jugs that are filled up with rocks, whatever. You just don't need those. Applaud, say, hey, way to go, John or Jane or whoever, but you don't have to go air horn on everybody. And that's the other thing about the noise you're making. When you're having conversation with your friends and your family that are there, and sometimes maybe you'll have an entire row, it doesn't mean you have to carry on a loud conversation. I told you about going to my oldest son's graduation from college. This is from college. And the people behind us, all of them were talking at this level. Hey, did you see what happened to Jim yesterday at work? Did you see that? I mean, this is right behind us during the ceremony. Someone is talking or names are being read. I want to hear the name of my son being read. I want you to hear the name of your son or daughter being read. And you can't do that. Imagine if everyone is carrying on a conversation like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe some people actually do that. And we had that confrontation in Arkansas a few years back when I turned around to those hillbillies and said, hey, y'all need to take this up to the top of the arena because I can't hear another word of your conversation.
Mm.
It's driving me nuts. And I can't even hear what's going on in this graduation ceremony. And they acted like I was from Mars.
Did they take the corncob pipe out of their mouth and...
they wanted to take the feuding with me, and they just acted like, well, who is he to turn around and say that we should be quiet?
Yeah, and, who are you to say that?
Just someone who's trying to be respectful of their child who's about, and you know what they did too? They stayed there, they kept talking, and their son or daughter, I can't even remember, I guess we don't have to identify them anymore, do we? Their child who graduated. As they graduated, they went crazy. I don't know if they had air horns, but they all went crazy like they couldn't believe it was actually happening. And then they left. They didn't stick around for the letters R through Z. their child had graduated, so that's all they came to see. But they talked for an hour and a half, and we had to listen to that nonsense, and they were on their way. So do that. For the graduates, as you cross the stage, it's a fine line here. I think dancing, holding a hand up, pointing at someone is okay. I think shouting, grabbing the mic and saying, hey, what's up? Something like that. I think that's out of bounds. I think if you go across the stage and somehow delay it or somehow, again, make noise by shouting something into the microphone or shouting something to where we all looking to go, what did he say? I don't know about that.
So doing the worm across the stage is okay, but don't...
Oh, you're going to go to the ground on it? I don't know. I don't know about that one. Moonwalking, I think that's okay. You know, they had the big controversy last week in Florida. There were a couple of students who, man, they broke down and got after it with some awesome dance moves. And this professor looked like he was working security, took them and basically shoved them off stage. And that was... He has been suspended.
Yeah, well, it's very controversial because he seemed to only be doing it to the black students. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I don't know if there were white kids dancing too, but the black kids who were dancing were quickly ushered off the stage.
Yeah, and he was pretty physical with them.
And I don't know about that. I mean, if you wanted the worm going to the ground, I don't know. It may be like the NFL's old rule about when you go to the ground to sleep on the football or act like you're paddling. Maybe that is a foul. But if you want, if you could moonwalk and you want to do it across the stage, or if you got some awesome moves, I really don't have too big a problem with that.
What about a running chest bump with a guy handing you the diploma?
If you coordinate with him beforehand and you coordinate that, I'm all for it. I don't think that's that big a deal. Some of the graduation classes have a graduation class bit to where, have you seen those? Like every grad will hand the principal or the superintendent a marble.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's got to figure out what to do with that.
It's funny.
I think that's kind of funny. I don't have a big problem with that. And if that's your one last thing to do as a class, as long as it's not too, you know, intrusive, like you're not giving him a boat anchor or something, then I think you're okay there.
Yeah, but that guy has to deal with those things. What is he going to do?
Usually,
or do they come prepared now and just bring like a bucket?
I think
like
they're ready for
a Homer
bits.
Bucket up on stage.
Yeah, and I think when it happened to our principal, he, you know, just used his pockets, and between his coat pocket and his pants, I think he was fine. I don't think that's that big a deal. And if you want to put the message on the cap, like I did it or I made it, as long as it's not something that is, you know, offensive, as long as we don't have a cuss word up there or you're telling someone to do something lewd, then I don't have a problem with that either. And I think if we just go by those very simple rules, be courteous to the people around you, don't bring noisemakers, don't try to say something ridiculous as you go across the stage, I think we get through the graduation and everybody's happy.
I think those are solid guidelines, and I don't think you will ever get everybody to agree to those.
No,
because
you're always going to have someone who thinks they're the exception to the rule.
For example, those hillbillies sitting behind you may have been the first person in the history of their family to ever graduate from college.
Right.
And they are going to go crazy, and they do not care about anybody around them.
You know, I'll go crazy for them, too. I mean, I clap for everybody. But it doesn't mean you have to take it. This is not your own personal graduation ceremony. And that's how a lot of people take it. And that row of people behind me, they just figured, well, this is for us. This whole thing here is for us. And even if that was the first one to go across with that corncob pipe, then that doesn't mean it has to stop down the rest of the graduation ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
But you're okay with him going crazy once.
Yes. Yeah, hey, just, he made it. Yeah, all right.
Just no air horns,
yeah,
no tubas.
Yeah, right. Hey, way to go, Gordo. Okay.
And then it's over with. And
yeah.
They're quiet.
And then they're quiet and respectful for the rest. I think you can go along fine.
And the people going across the stage can dance.
Yes.
As long as they don't go to the ground.
As long as you don't go to the ground and worm it, I think you're okay.
And they can hand the guy contraband.
As long as it's no bigger than
a palm.
Than a golf ball.
No bigger than a golf ball. All right. No grabbing of the mic.
No grabbing of the mic. I think that's pretty sorry.
What about shouting out?
No.
He can't turn to the crowd and at all and say something?
No. Wave something, but hey, what's up? I just think that's no. Mm-mm.